Blog Talk Radio.
Erev Tov, Tawab. Erev evening, Tawab. Good evening. Thank you. Rastafari, it is Friday, Shabbat Eve, right here. And for the Friday, here in the Chag Orim, in the Feast, the Festival of Lights, in the Hanukkah, here in the Hanukkah season, Hanukkah Sameach, Rastafari Maccabee, fighting holidays, Isla days, resisting the simulation in the world flesh, satanic seclorum, resisting Maccabee revolution, redemption, right here, brothers and sisters, TJIF, let's ride up.
Thank ya, Rastafari.
Jump, Rastafari, jump, Rastafari, jump, Rastafari.
Friday. Yay.
Rastafari, yes I. Maccabee struggle. Ultimate battle. Some say for the freedom of religion. We might say the freeness of spirituality. Or whatever Jah say that we are to be. No one else, no other powers, Gentiles should impose upon I and I. So therefore, we resist. We overcome revolution. We overthrew a whole civilization with the faith and heart Torah and the scriptures. So think about that. When one's talking about the Bible in certain ways, ye must be born again. You got to have a new mind. Yes, I. It's time.
The struggle of the Maccabees was perhaps the ultimate battle for religious freedom. Since the time of Judah, the flames kindled in Hanukkah candles around the world each year represent a fight for spirituality. It is a battle that resonates from antiquity until the modern day, not only for the followers of Judaism, but for the faithful of all the world's great religions.
Light.
Push up the light to them. Push up the light to them. Push up the light to them. Blaze up the torch. When we done burn them, man, I'm hooked up. Let them.
For another day, Allah. Rastafari calling him Jah. Allah. Rastafari calling him Jah. Allah. Rastafari calling him Jah. Ima shali yomeret melech hamlachim et gil hareshah. אתה יכול לקרוא לו אללה רסטפארי קלינים
And here, Hanukkah blessings, Temple Rockers right here. Check out the album, Temple Rockers, and the dub, Temple Rockers. Here, blessings, Hanukkah, dub.
Messianic candle lighting blessing for the Shabbat in the Hebrew and the English tongue. Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav, vizivanu lehiyot ur lagoyim, banatan lanu et Yehoshua. Mishianu, Ur Ha'olam. Blessed is Yahweh Almighty, our King of the universe, who sanctifies I and I, we, Yahweh's people, with his commandments, and commanded I and I, we, Yahweh's people, to be a light to the nations, and who gave to I and I, we, Yahweh's people, Yehoshua, our Messiah, the light of the world.
So I and I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, and the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready.
Yes, gonna ride up with the Kabbalat Shabbat, the Rastafari Kabbalat Shabbat, welcoming the Sabbath. But here is day six of the Shavua, and also day six here, reasons for the season of the Hanukkah, Isla days, Maccabee fighting, Isla days right here. So dubwise, again, the Temple Rockers, days long ago here, classic Linville Thompson, Hanukkah, Hanukkah.
Let have a party tonight. Long time ago, Oh Hanukkah.
Tonight, I'm Oh, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God.
Rastafari. Rastafari. Rastafari.
በስመ አብ ወወልድ ወመንፈስ ቅዱስ አሃዱ አምላክ ዘ ቀዳሚት የቀዳሚት በሰንበት ቀን መስቀል አብራ ሰማይን በከዋክብት ሸለመ ከሁሉም ይልቅ ፀሐይን አሳየ መስቀል አብራ ሰማይን በከዋክብት On the Sabbath Eve, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all the sun is seen, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
Shine, 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 Peace Festival of Light.
My God, it's full of stars. My God, it's full of stars, full of stars, full of stars.
Isla day, Isla day, Isla day, Shabbat day, Isla day.
Cut off, and the oil price take off. Dollars fingers off, and the youth them no laugh. And old them drop off, and cash plus lock up. And the biggest mark 11 day a wharf. The little island full of bass. When I pay the staff, and world war kick off. And more life a loss. We make more price a cost. We make more rifle blast. One to the 40 acre and jackass.
Holiday. From separation, hey, you find a way to cope, and your belly full of hope, on the brink of your salvation. Holiday, some joy and celebration. I wanna bless my neighbors above the morning to your greetings and salutations.
No, miss a love on 90 are where we need up on the street. Belly empty and the youth and tolerance are reach a peak. Machine them and them put them on repeat. Those without will have to get up and go look it on the street. Man a conquering lion when I come here so forget the feet. Give them a break.
On the day, a break from separation. You find a way to cope when your belly full of hope. On the brink of your
one day we'll surely make it happen.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
The holy war to regain the temple and free themselves from the Seleucids would require strength, sacrifice, and endurance on the part of the Jews. To prevail, they would need leaders of uncommon ability. They had found one in Judah Maccabee.
He was courageous, stalwart, strong, unbending, unshakable, successful military leader, and he inspired a whole population probably that had never previously known war before, never had even trained in war, never thought they could fight. Where he came from, how he arose, what the precedents were, it's impossible to say.
After the initial skirmish at Modin, it is clear that the revolution had gained a commander with a rare combination of righteousness, ruthlessness, and brilliance in combat. Yet little is known about Judah Maccabee's early life. When and how did he become a master at the art of war? The mystery remains. In the wilderness, Judah's army began to grow. He organized daring raids to harass the outlying Seleucid garrisons. As the Seleucid body count mounted, the Jews began to view Judah as a hero sent from heaven, one who would deliver them from the hands of their oppressors. Is it possible that Judah's followers believed he might be a Messiah, divinely sent to do God's will?
He certainly was a really new type of Jew, a warrior Jew with a very strong spiritual bent, a holy warrior. Was he a Messiah for his time? I think the people certainly saw him as such.
As Judah's power soared in the countryside, an urgent call for help was sent to the Seleucid provincial governor, Apollonius. With an army of 3,000 well-armed troops, Apollonius marched upon Judah's ragtag recruits, less than one-third the size of the Seleucid army. But Apollonius had made a grave error in underestimating Judah's determined and desperate followers.
They had this idea clearly of holy war, and for them, numbers didn't matter, the size of the armies didn't matter. In fact, Judas says at one point, according to one of the sources, that he prefers a small army, a guerrilla-type army. The strength is in the commitment, and he says the victory comes from the Lord of heaven, comes from God.
As the Seleucid army marched through a narrow gorge, Judah's warriors descended upon them in ambush. The Seleucids lost over 1,000 men. Legends relate that Apollonius was killed by Judah himself. The first book of Maccabees recounts that Judah then took the sword of Apollonius as his own. The second book of Maccabees gives us a markedly different version, perhaps one of the most mysterious in the entire Bible. It is a story of the supernatural and the miraculous. In it, the battle sword is given to Judah by an angel, the prophet Jeremiah.
Jeremiah stretched out his hand and gave to Judah a golden sword and addressed him thus, "Take this holy sword, a gift from God, with which you will strike down your adversaries." 2 Maccabees 15:15.
This is a very mysterious episode. Out of nowhere, we get people coming back to life. We get heavenly horsemen, like in the apocalypse, suddenly appearing all dressed in gold on the battlefield and swinging the battle to the side of the holy warriors led by Judas.
We may never know whether the Seleucids were destroyed by brilliant tactics or heavenly messengers. But soon after this defeat, an army twice as large was sent against the recalcitrant Jews. Again, it was vanquished by Judah's superior tactics. Again, its general killed in battle. Antiochus finally realized his empire faced a serious rebellion. Enraged, he commanded his viceroy Lysias to destroy the Jews once and for all.
He turned over to Lysias half of his forces and the elephants to wipe out and destroy the strength of Israel and to banish the memory of them from the place. 1 Maccabees 3:32.
Thessalius threw every piece of armor against the Maccabees they could, including elephants, into that region of the world where they'd never seen an elephant before. And it was supposed to invoke fear in the Maccabean fighters.
Bristling with an arsenal of modern weapons, an army of battle-hardened veterans now marched against the Maccabees. The Bible puts their number at 47,000.
One of the things that one has to remember is that though our sources, of course, are going to embellish this David-Goliath story for all it's worth, in some of these battles, the odds were not all that great against the Jews, and in fact, the Jews might even have had superior manpower in some of these battles.
Whatever the true size of the armies involved, Judah again demonstrated himself a master strategist. Learning that part of the Seleucid army had left its base, planning to fall upon him during the night, Judah surreptitiously abandoned his own military quarters in the hills, ordering his campfires to be left burning to confuse the approaching enemy. Judah then fell upon the remaining Seleucids in the plain below. After their fruitless attempt to surprise Judah, the first Seleucid detachment returned at dawn. In horror, they watched Judah's army mercilessly cutting down their comrades.
They saw that their army had been put to flight and that the Jews were burning the camp. They were filled with panic as they also saw the army of Judah in the plain ready for battle, and they all fled. 1 Maccabees 4:20.
The viceroy Lysias himself was now forced to deal personally with the Maccabees. In the spring of 164 BCE, with an enormous army said to number over 65,000, he marched upon Judea. Lysias was confident that this time the Seleucids would not fail. The Jews had to be vanquished. When we return, how could Judah's warriors prevail over the empire's most experienced soldiers? And what is the surprising connection between the Jewish festival of Hanukkah and the Christian concept of resurrection?
DJ
Rescue, I saw your body.
Yeah. fire, high, be clever, adjectives and pronoun. The influence in you, them with red power and sound. When it be your husband, stand well, it must fall down. What does not concern you, say leave it alone. That evil one must never love the thing, but a federal issue by the rest of general enemies, I meet them funeral. We pick them individual, cypher of them in a them visual. Babylon time, I reach a minimal. We conquer them subliminal, there is warfare in a physical, and warfare in a spiritual, there is warfare in a digital, and warfare in a chemical. Ancient Babylon, marijuana, make a check the rest of medical. Them think them food that gets me off, God up on the mineral.
Show your face in the place, God, man. Who's the real Pakistan? Them are no blessing, them is a curse from the mother womb. Don't die in the army. A long time to the school they want me. Then a bag of life is small me, but them couldn't harm me. Even Mali don't come on me. The Gargamel, check it calmly. So me move like a snake. She took me and the earth shake. They couldn't get the check on me, no fake. Them lock me in a jail. I talk about them not give me no bail. Me and my friend Joseph Weir, man, I swore to pound back and feel, man, can't feel. Our style fresh, my feet and style steel. Them want me to think, but me ship just a seal. So the bush will glide over shark and wheel. Over evil, goodness must prevail. Come genuine, no matter with your fear, feel.
Now, oh God, I'm a lantern, you can't prevail. Why, you know, this ain't on a whole plan feel.
Me in at the army, a long time the two of them want me. Then I'm about to fly for swami, but that could no harm me. Cause even money don't come on me. The government, take it calmly.
Well, what the reason?
Stand up and stand up. Publicly shot, we only with one hand. Lion of Judah, conquering lion. Stand up on the wicked, them and show them who I am. Come and make them back, but make them know we have God. And if them have the stake, make them know we have the rod. And if them have poison, we have antidote. In a dance hall, it's a soldier can't walk. I'm in as an army. You think I know the people, them want me. But God did run, come warn me. Say, take it calmly. Look how long the boy, them have swam me. It's a government, it's a man.
We are soldiers.
Yes, 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 Malcolm, ye Maccabee, Rastafarit Ornet, Rastafari Maccabees, fighting holidays. There in the Amharic right here, Malcolm, good. Malcolm, ye Maccabee, of Maccabee, Rastafarit Ornet, war or battles. In the Hebrew, Chag Karvot, Chag Feast Karvot. You have Krav Maga, Krav, to draw near. For battles, Karvot, or Karbot, Maccabi, Ras Teferi, Sameach, or in low Hebrew-esque, Rosh Teferi, Sameach, right here. Here, just some highlights right here. Maccabee, revolution and redemption, showing how the Bible and the covenant and the faith in the covenant brings about revolution and redemption, and even pushing it forward, repatriation. Simma.
Although the Jews had won many battles under the brilliant leadership of Judah, the struggle to defeat the Seleucids continued. Since the beginning of their battle for independence, thousands had been murdered in defense of their religion. Pious Jews asked themselves how God could let his people die at the hands of the pagans. From this question arose a concept that would resonate for centuries, the idea of resurrection. Devout Jews believe their current tribulations signal the approach of the apocalypse, the final days of Earth. They had faith that God would help them defeat the Seleucids and then miraculously bring back to eternal life those who had been martyred in their cause of freedom.
You dismiss us from this present life, but the King of the universe will raise us up to an everlasting renewal of life, because we have died for his laws. 2 Maccabees 7, 9.
The very terror that was leveled upon the Jews in the time of Antiochus the Fourth and the persecutions prompted this sort of reflection. What's going on before their very eyes was so unthinkable, so unspeakable to people who were otherwise innocent and righteous, that the only way to justify it, to rationalize it, to explain it to oneself is that in the long run, there's going to be a resurrection.
The emperor's viceroy Lysias was not concerned whether Jewish martyrs would enjoy everlasting life. He was determined only that more Jews die. Humiliated by the recent defeat of his most experienced generals at the hands of the Maccabees, he assembled an army of 65,000 and marched into Judea, where the Maccabean rebels awaited them. As the enemy approached Jerusalem, Judah realized the Seleucids would have to break battle formation to traverse a narrow gully. Seizing this opportunity, in a daring attack, Judah isolated and crushed the enemy vanguard. Then, as thousands of arrows rained down, the Maccabees attacked the main body of the Seleucids. Confronted by the implacable warriors of Judah, the Seleucids retreated in confusion and panic. They died by the thousands. Lysias, seeing his huge army disintegrating around him and unable to stage a counterattack, withdrew. He had lost over 5,000 men in only a few hours. With the defeat of Lysias, Judah now controlled all Judea. After 4 years of bloody war, his triumphant forces entered the holy city of Jerusalem. But what they found on the Temple Mount would horrify them. The house of God had been defiled by an altar dedicated to foreign gods.
There they saw the sanctuary desolate, the altar profaned. They saw the chambers of the priests in ruins. Then they tore their clothes and mourned with great lamentation. 1 Maccabees 4:38.
When they came in and they saw these upright stones or whatever they were on the altar, they saw another altar of sacrifice, they were horrified and they viewed the temple as polluted, as unholy, as impure.
The victorious Jews beheld the devastation of their holy temple, its sacred altar covered with the dried blood of unclean animals. In order to purify the house of God, they scrubbed the temple clean. Then they removed the idols and sacrilegious stones which had been placed on top of the original altar.
We know that the pagan altar was removed, even the Jewish altar, which had now been profaned by having that pagan one put on top of it, was removed stone by stone and a new one built.
For weeks, the Maccabees puzzled over what to do with the sacred stones from the original altar, which had been desecrated in blasphemous sacrifice by the pagans.
They deliberated what to do about the altar of burnt offering, which had been profaned. They thought it best to tear it down. So they tore down the altar and stored the stones on the temple hill until a prophet should come to tell them what to do with them. 1 Maccabees 4:44.
The books of Maccabee only reveal that the sacred stones were stored somewhere on the temple hill. For centuries, scholars have wondered about their fate.
What happened to the original stones? They seem to have been thrown down by the Greeks or affected in some way, because the Maccabee books tell us that the temple was in ruins, that the buildings had been burned, that there were weeds growing up, that the altar had been desecrated. So there is a mystery there. What did they do with these stones? Where did they put them?
For over 2,000 years, the consecrated stones which made up the original altar have lain hidden and undisturbed. To this day, their whereabouts remain a mystery. Under the supervision of the priests, a new altar was carefully constructed based on the design of the original one. It was a time of exaltation for the faithful.
Because the Holy Temple was such a central place of worship and so revered for its holiness by the Jewish people, the ability to restore it and rededicate it after it had been violated had to represent a tremendous spiritual catharsis for the people.
The consecration of their holy temple was almost complete. The religious convictions so many had fought and died for had miraculously survived. Here, at the holiest site of all, the Jews would once again worship the God of their fathers. And a miracle was about to occur.
Mysteries of the Bible will be right back.
Forward, forward, forward. Yes, I forward, forward, forward. Here's Maccabee. Heal up, Maccabee. Rastafari in the UK, Maccabee with Rasta Soldier. Here for the season, reason for the season, Maccabee.
The real war is a spiritual war. Spiritual wickedness in high and low places. Rastafari is on the battlefield. Sure. I and I are soldiers fighting for truth and right. Rastafari soldiers, and we never give up the fight. I and I are soldiers fighting for truth and right. Rastafari soldiers, and we never give up the fight. So we ain't got no guns and bombs, a bigger bomb of no one. No tomahawk missile and no nuclear weapon. No gun, no rocket launcher and no battalion. No tanks and no battleship with ammunition. What we have is the power from the Almighty One. Just the peace and the love and the vibration. All over the world, Rasta name is strong, and we never invaded no one. I and I are soldiers, fighting for truth and right. Rastafari soldiers, and we never give up the fight. Cause it's a spiritual war, a one, that's the real revolution. Guns and wars cannot be the solution. Babylon a trick the people with them illusion, causing the chaos and a pure confusion. They got their weapons of steel. They say them come to destroy. Rasta come here for heal. Rastafari is with buckler and shield. The people's minds are the real battlefield. I and I are soldiers fighting for truth and right. Rastafari soldiers, and we never give up the fight. That's right, I and I are soldiers, fighting for truth and right. Rastafari soldiers, and we never give up the fight. Say I have been here, the Rasta man sound. Say anytime they hear the sound of Babylon start mound. Many, many Rastafari people are around. Many, many rats in every country, many cities and towns. Yes, I and I upon the battleground. Fighting spiritual wickedness wherever it's found. Hot of fire, lightning and brimstone. For the wicked, do not leave us alone. Cause I and I are soldiers, fighting for truth and right. Rastafari soldiers, and we never give up the fight. That's right, I and I are soldiers, fighting for truth and right. Here's Selassie, I soldiers, and we never give up the fight.
fashion and trend. A Rastafari, we defend a Rastafari to the end. A Rastafari never bow and never bend. We hailing Emperor Selassie, I and Empress Menen. Rastafari and the wicked are no friend. We burn them out from a way back when. Pan material things you don't depend. We tell them once, we are gonna tell them again. I and I are soldiers fighting for truth and right. Rastafari soldiers, and we never give up the fight. Alright, I and I are soldiers fighting for truth and right. Rastafari soldiers, and we never give up the fight.
Happy, happy holiday, holy days, Maccabee, Rastafari Maccabee, fighting holidays, right here, here, here in the season, Chaga, Kervot, Maccabee, Rosh Tesari, Sameach, Sameach, Hebrew there, good fight for the Rastafari Maccabee, aka Maccabees, Melkam, Ye Maccabee, Rastafari, Tornet, here in the season. Resisting a simulation. Resisting a simulation since 2nd century BCE. Here, 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 last part of this right here. Mysteries of the Bible, Maccabee, Revolution, and Redemption. Showing how I and I people, using the scriptures rightfully in the faith, properly overcame the enemy. Here, 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 seal up.
Against all odds, Judah and his army had successfully recovered the Holy Temple of Jerusalem. Its triumphant rededication would be the crowning glory of the Maccabean struggle.
Then Judah and his brothers and the entire congregation of Israel decreed that the days of the dedication of the altar should be observed with joy and gladness for 8 days at the same season each year. 1 Maccabees 4:59.
Judah ordained that the dedication of the temple should be observed each year as a joyous holiday. The festival of Hanukkah was born. Its scholars have long wondered why Judah chose to celebrate the new holiday for 8 days. Was he consciously linking himself to biblical events of the past?
He called attention to the fact that when the first temple was built by King Solomon, the festival that celebrated the building of that temple went for 8 days. So Judah was deliberately and conspicuously associating himself with these momentous biblical traditions in order to establish that he is a worthy and legitimate heir
to them.
Throughout the centuries around the world, during the 8 days of Hanukkah, Jews light one candle each evening to commemorate the rededication of the temple. But there is also the story of a miracle. It is a tale that is lovingly taught to every Jewish child.
When the Maccabees entered into the Holy Temple after recapturing Jerusalem, they found one small cruse of pure beaten olive oil, which was enough to kindle the candelabra, the menorah, for one day and one night, and the miracle occurred. It lasted for the 8 days and eight nights.
In Jewish homes throughout the world, lights are kindled in a special Hanukkah candelabrum called a menorah. The menorah commemorates the phenomenon of the oil that lasted for 8 days. Yet the story of the miracle of Hanukkah may not be all that it seems.
The miracle of the oil burning for 8 days that was allegedly found in the temple after it was cleansed is a story that doesn't appear in any of our ancient sources. It doesn't appear in 1st or 2nd Maccabees. It doesn't appear anywhere in the sources in antiquity. And we don't know where it came from.
The story of the miraculous container of oil, which endured for 8 days, was written by Jewish scholars over 500 years after the rededication of the temple. Yet why would later writers feel a need to embellish the story?
The actual events of the rededication are not terribly exciting. And my guess is that the rabbis who saw this as the pivotal point, recovery of the temple, purification of the temple, rededication of it to the Jewish faith, felt that somehow this needed a little beefing up, and that the story of the oil lamp would do a job on it that neither 1st and 2nd Maccabees did.
Ironically, and unbeknownst to most people, the most astonishing aspect of the story of the Maccabees, their victories over the Seleucids, their fight to rededicate the temple, and their joyous festival of Hanukkah, is that it is not even mentioned in the Hebrew Bible.
The Maccabee books were frightening, I think, and therefore we find them, of all places, in the Catholic Bible, and they're not in the Jewish Bible at all. You have to go to the Catholic Bible to find what Hanukkah is all about in the Maccabee books.
Why would the triumphant story of Judah, one of the greatest military heroes of the Jews, be left out of the Hebrew Scriptures? Could the overt militancy of the Maccabean texts be the reason?
I think that the rabbinic teachers felt that the Maccabee ethos was too strong for the Jewish people, and it led to these military disasters, the loss of the temple, the loss of nation, of this spirit of unremitting resistance.
Many scholars believe the story was too violent and bloody for inclusion in the canonized version of the Hebrew Bible. Yet the Catholic Church enshrined it in its own canon because the events took place only a short time before the birth of Christ, and because it introduced the idea of religious freedom, a fundamental concept in the development of early Christianity. Much of what we know about this important phase of Jewish history has come down to us in the writings of the historian Josephus Flavius, who lived during the first century of the Common Era. In the year 160 BCE, just 4 years after the rededication of the temple, Judah Maccabee was slain in battle. Only 100 years later, Judea would be invaded by another mighty empire, Rome. Again, the Jews would rise up against their oppressors. But this time, there would be no victory. The Jews would be decimated, their temple totally destroyed, and the survivors dispersed or sold into slavery. More than 1,800 years would pass before the people of Israel would enjoy self-rule in their holy land again. Yet the Maccabean struggle against the Seleucids to regain the temple and rescue their religion from oblivion has forever changed the world.
The Maccabean Revolt changed history because out of the blue, we had once again a revival of an independent Jewish state. Without this resistance spirit, without this independent polity, you would not get charismatic leaders like Jesus. Without Judas and Hanukkah, I don't believe there would have been a Christianity.
If there had been no Hanukkah, there never would have been a Christmas. If the Hellenists had succeeded and crushed the Maccabean Revolt, the rich, fertile soil from which Christianity was born would never have been there to plow.
Perhaps the significance of Hanukkah and the Jewish revolt does not lie in a miracle or in a military victory at all, but in something far more profound. The struggle of the Maccabees was perhaps the ultimate battle for religious freedom. Since the time of Judah, the flames kindled in Hanukkah candles around the world each year represent a fight for spirituality. It is a battle that resonates from antiquity until the modern day, not only for the followers of Judaism, but for the faithful of all the world's great religions.
And Maccabees, significant for the great Rastafari. That's the Maccabee Bible and the emphasis on Maccabee. You know, not just on our knees in prayer, but standing up on our feet and fighting. Yes, sir.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
So right here for day six of Hanukkah, Feast Festival of Lights, also initiation, the name Hanukkah in the Hebrew related to Hanok and Enoch, initiation as well as education. So right here for the sixth day, Numbers chapter 7, the first Hanukkah, levitation of the altar, public altar in the tabernacle where the 12 tribes, their princes, offered gifts for the levitation, the initiation of the altar. And here with the Maccabees, the re-initiation, levitation of the temple. Now in the Brit Hadasha sense, it's so very interesting as Maccabees. They mentioned that briefly right there at the end of that Mysteries of the Bible, Maccabees, revolution and redemption, as to, you know, the link with, if there was none of Maccabees, many of the ideas that one take as so-called Christian ideas are actually, they arise here in this particular period of time, as well as the emphasis on the Melchizedek order. So I submit to you, fellow Rastafari, let's study more of the fuller fold. Yes, we hear about the Maccabee Bibles, but what is the Maccabee period about? As it's in those books that have been taken out of the Western Gentile Bibles, removing, right, from Ionized story and history, almost 400 years, that period of time. So from Malachi to Matthew is a big leap, is a leap of 400 years, roughly, right? We have the apocryphal books, and namely we have Maccabees. But here, fire key right here, as we offer the words, no more the debtors, but the words here in the spirit of Hanukkah, right here, Numbers chapter.
On the sixth day, Eliasaph, the son of Deuel, prince of the children of Gad, offered. His offering was one silver charger of the weight of 130 shekels, a silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering, one golden spoon of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bullock, one ram, one lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, one kid of the goats for a sin offering, and for a sacrifice of peace offerings, two oxen, five rams, five he-goats, five lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Eliasaph, the son of Deuel. 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 The son of
Deuel. Five key.
Perfect. Blessed. Messiah.
And here as we chant and we read and we study a chapter of the fourth book of Maccabees, a chapter a day. Here recommended point of reference, lost books of the Bible, forgotten books of Eden. There, the fourth book of Maccabees, perfectly in eight chapters. So here. A chapter a day right here, and stretch forth the right hand of fellowship to the Chabarim. And here for the sixth chapter, for the sixth day, we have our brother Hezekiah, Wenda Machin, Ras, Hezekiah right here for the 6 days reading.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
This reading will be 4 Maccabees, chapter 6, brotherly bonds and a mother's love. And when this one also died a blessed death, being cast into the cauldron, the seventh son, the youngest of them all, came forward. But the tyrant, although fiercely exasperated by his brethren, felt pity for the boy, and seeing him there already bound, he had him brought near and sought to persuade him, saying, Thou seest the end of the folly of thy brethren, for through their disobedience they have been racked to death. Thou too, if thou dost not obey, will thyself also be miserably tortured and put to death before thy time. But if thou dost obey, thou shalt be my friend, and thou shalt be advanced to high office in the business of the kingdom. And while thus appealing to him, he sent for the boy's mother, in order that in her sorrow for the loss of so many sons, she might urge the survivor to obey and be saved. But the mother, speaking in the Hebrew tongue, as I shall tell later on, encouraged the boy, and he said to the guard, Loose me, that I may speak to the king and to all his friends with him. And they, rejoicing at the boy's request, made haste to loose him. And running up to the red-hot brazier, O impious tyrant, he cried, and most ungodly of all sinners, art thou not ashamed to take thy blessings and thy kingship at the hands of God, and to slay his servants and torture the followers of righteousness? For which things the divine justice delivers thee to a more rapid and eternal fire, and torments which shall not leave hold on thee to all eternity. Art thou not ashamed, being a man, O wretch with the heart of a wild beast, to take men of like feelings with thyself, made from the same elements, and tear out their tongue, and scourge and torture them in this manner? But while they have fulfilled their righteousness towards God in their noble death, thou shalt miserably cry, Woe is met for thy unjust slain of the champions of virtue. And then, standing on the brink of death, he said, I am no renegade to the witness borne by my brethren, and I call upon the God of my fathers to be merciful to my nation. And thee will he punish both in the present life and after that thou art dead. And with this prayer he cast himself into the red-hot brazier, and so gave up the ghost. If therefore the seven brethren despise the torture even to the death, it is universally proved that the inspired reason is supreme Lord over the passions. For if they had yielded to their passions or sufferings and eaten unclean meat, we should have said that they had been conquered thereby. But in this camp it was not so. On the contrary, by their reason, which was commended in the sight of God, they rose superior to their passions. And it is impossible to deny the supremacy of the mind, for they won the victory over their passions and their pain. How can we do otherwise than admit right reason's mastery over passion with these men who shrank not before the agonies of burning? For even as towers on harbor moles repulse the assaults of the waves and offer a calm entrance to those entering the haven, so the seven-towered right reason of the youth defended the haven of righteousness and repulsed the tempestuousness of the passions. They formed a holy choir of righteousness as they cheered one another on, saying, "Let us die like brothers, O brethren, for the law. Let us imitate the three children at the Assyrian court who despised the same ordeal of the furnace. Let us not turn cravens before the proof of righteousness." And one said, "Brother, be of good cheer," and another, "Bear it out nobly," and another, recalling the past, "Remember of what stock ye are, and at whose father hand Isaac for righteousness' sake yielded himself to be a sacrifice." And each and all of them together, looking at each other, brightly and very boldly said, "With the whole heart will we consecrate ourselves to God who gave us our souls, and let us lend our bodies to the keeping of the law. Let us not fear him who thinketh he kills, for a great struggle and peril of the soul awaits in eternal torment those who transgress the ordinance of God. Let us then arm ourselves with divine reasons, mastery of the passions. After this, our passion, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, shall receive us, and all our forefathers shall praise us." And to each separate one of the brothers, as they were dragged off, those who turn was yet to come, said, "Do not disgrace us, brother, nor be false to our brethren already dead. You are not ignorant of the love of brethren, whereof the divine and all-wise providence have given an inheritance to those who are begotten through their fathers, implanting it in them even through the mother's womb, wherein brethren do dwell the like period, and take there from during the same time, and are nourished from the same blood, and are quickened with the same soul, and are brought into the world after the same space, and they draw milk from the same fountains, whereby their fraternal souls are nursed together in arms at the breast, and they are knit yet closer through a common nurture and daily companionship and other education, and through our discipline under the law of God. The feeling of brotherly love being thus naturally strong, the seven brethren had their mutual concord made yet stronger. For trained in the same law and disciplined in the same virtues, and brought up together in the upright life, they loved one another the more abundantly. Their common zeal for moral beauty and goodness heightened their mutual concord, for in conjunction with their piety, it rendered their brotherly love more fervent. But though nature, companionship, and their virtuous disposition increased the ardor of their brotherly love, nevertheless, the surviving sons, through their religion, supported the sight of their brethren, who were on the rack, being tortured to death. Nay more, they even encouraged them to face the agony, so as not only to despise their own tortures, but also to conquer their passion of brotherly affection for their brethren. Reasoning minds, more kingly than kings, than freemen more free, of the harmony of the seven brethren, holy and well attuned to the keynote of piety. None of the seven youths turned coward, none shrunk in the face of death, but all hastened to the death by torture as if running the road to immortality. For as hands and feet move in harmony with the promptings of the soul, so those holy youths, as if prompted by the immortal soul of religion, went in harmony to death for its sake. Oh, all holy sevenfold companionship of brethren in harmony. For as the 7 days of the creation of the world do enring religion, so did the youth choir like enring their sevenfold companionship and made the terror of the tortures of no account. We now shudder when we hear of the suffering of those youths. But they, not only seeing it with their eyes, nor merely hearing the spoken, imminent threat, but actually feeling the pain, endured it through, and that in the torture by fire, than which what greater agony can be found? For sharp and stringent is the power of fire, and swiftly did it bring their bodies to dissolution. And think it not wonderful if with those men reason triumphed over the tortures, when even a woman's soul despised a yet greater diversity of pains. For the mother of the seven youth endured torments inflicted on each several one of her children. But consider how manifold are the yearnings of a mother's heart, so that her feeling for her offspring becomes the center of her whole world. And indeed, here even the irrational animals have for their young an affection and love similar to men's. For example, among the birds, the tame ones sheltering under our roofs defend their nestlings, and those that nest upon the mountaintops and in the rock clefts and in the holes of trees and in the branches and hatch their young there do also drive away the intruder. And then, if they be unable to drive him away, they flutter around the nestlings in a passion of love, calling to them in their own speech, and they give succor to their younger ones in whatever fashion they can. And what need have we of examples of the love of offspring among irrational animals, when even the bees, about the season of the making of the comb, fend off intruders and stab with their sting, as with a sword, those who approach their brood and do battle against them even to the death. But she, the mother of those young men, with a soul like Abraham, was not moved from her purpose by her affection for her children. That's the conclusion of 4 Maccabees, chapter 6. Thanks and praise. See you over here, the MMS again. Alright.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of...
Me feel fi cry, oh Lord, my God suffer many more as God die, like Jesus the Savior with them crucified, swinging upon the cross and call that crucified, back upon it and them hang him up so high, when remember crucifixion, me feel fi cry, oh Lord, my God, I never chance it, I not everything now, but suffer many more as God die.
We suffer. suffer, suffer. Behold how we suffer. Behold how we suffer.
Revolution, I rightful revolution. No wonder the elders spoke about the Maccabee Bible. They expected I and I to go further and study. So this is the Hanukkah. Hanukkah, interesting lification. The Hebrew Hanok, Enoch, and also next sense of Hanukkah or Hanat is education, initiation, education. So right here, 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 let's pick up with what we began off on the fifth day. Here, here, here. We're at the sixth day right here in the season for the Maccabee Fighting Isla days right here. We have Maccabees chapter 3. Chapter 3 is the main chapter in book 1. Now, we read the 8 chapters of the fourth book, and it's interesting chapter a day. But here to get into a little bit more of the context, since this is not one of the 7 appointed feasts or festivals of Yahuwah, but this is a memorial here in the season to that faith in Yahuwah and HaTorah. Here, 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 Maccabees chapter 3. So we touched on chapter 1, 2. So here, very important chapter that was referenced in the Mysteries of the Bible Audible, Maccabee Revolution and Redemption. And it's interesting because when we look for it, when we recognize how important, you know, at least the content, you know, the whitewashing, well, you know, it talks about it in this chapter right here, here, here. We'll touch on that chapter 3, first book of Maccabees. But it's the content, you know, the content of the narrative. Very, very important. So they refer to this chapter here, and this is the main chapter here regarding the essence of Maccabees, right? First Maccabees chapter 3, here is the overview. The valor and fame of Yehuda Maccabi, or Judas Maccabeus, more of the Hebrew, Yehuda Maccabi. He overthroweth the forces of Samaria and Syria. Antiochus sendeth a great power, great force against him. He and his fall to fasting and prayer, and are encouraged. So right here, chapter 3, First Maccabees, chapter 3. Then his son, Yehuda, in the Hebrew, biblical Hebrew, means praise, celebrate it. Judah, you are he whom your brethren shall praise. Yehuda. Not, it doesn't mean job praise. I know ones and ones might say that, but in the Hebrew, properly it means praise. Like saying somebody's praise. What's your child name? Praise. What's your child name? Celebrate it. That is Yehuda. Then his son, Beno Yehuda, called Maccabi or Maccabeus, Maccabi, which means, refers to the hammer. He rose up in his stead, and all his brethren helped him, and so did all they that held with his father, and they fought with cheerfulness, with gladfulness, with cheerfulness, the battle of Yisrael, Yasharala. So he got his people great honor and put on a breastplate as a giant, as a gibor. In the Hebrew, the giant really is a gibor. Gibor, there's like about 5 words for man. A gibor is like a mighty man in that sense, and girt his warlike harness about him, and made battles, tornets, protecting the host, the army, the host with his sword. In his acts, he was like a lion, arye in the Hebrew, or anbesa, bamarinya, and like a lion's whelp, roaring for his prey. For he pursued, ran down the ratchet, the wicked, and sought them out, and burnt up those that vexed his people, that vexed our people. Wherefore the wicked, the Rasha, they shrunk for fear of him, and all the workers of iniquity, of moral corruption, were troubled, because salvation, Yeshua, in the Hebrew, Yeshua, salvation prospered Biyado, in his hand, in his yad. He grieved also many kings and made Yaakov, made Jacob glad with his acts, and his memorial is blessed forever. Moreover, he went through the cities of Judah, destroying the ungodly out of them and turning away wrath from Yisrael, so that he was renowned to the utmost part of the earth, and he received Kabbalah, received to him such as were ready to perish. Then Apollonius gathered the Gentiles, the Goyim, the other nations together, and a great host out of Samaria to fight against Israel, to fight against Israel, which sang when Judah perceived, he went forward to meet him. Kadima, in the Hebrew, Kadima, like Kadamalu, Kadima, forward. He went forward to meet him, and he smote him and slew him. Many also fell down slain, but the rest fled. Wherefore Yehuda, Judah, took their spoils, and Apollonius' sword also, and therewith he fought all his life long. Now, when Siron, a prince of the army of Syria, heard say that Judah had gathered to him a multitude and company of faithful to go out with him to war, he said, I will get me a name and honor in the kingdom, for I will go fight with Judas, with Yehuda, and them that are with him, who despise the king, the foreign king's commandment. So he made him ready to go up, and there went with him a mighty host of ungodly, a ratchet to help him, and to be avenged of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel. And when he came near to the going up of Beth Horon, Yehuda went forth to meet him with a small company, who, when they saw the host coming to meet him, said to Yehuda, how shall we be able, being so few, to fight against so great a multitude and so strong, seeing we are ready to faint with fasting all this day? To whom Judah answered, it is no hard matter for many to be shut up in the hands of a few, and with the power of Shemayim of heaven, it is all one to deliver with a great multitude or a small company. For the victory of battle standeth not in the multitude of an host, but the strength cometh from Shemayim, from heaven. They come against us, against I and I, in much, enough pride and iniquity, moral perversity, to destroy I and I, and our wives and children, and to spoil us and to rob us. But we fight for our lives and our lords. Wherefore, Yahweh Jehovah himself will overthrow them before our face. And as for you, be y'all not afraid of them. Chazak, he's cool, I'm too. Now, as soon as he had left off speaking, he leaped suddenly upon them. And so Saron and his host was overthrown before him. And they pursued them from the going up, the aliyah, the going up of Beit Horon to the plain, where were slain about 800 men of them, and the residue fled into the land of the Philistines. Then began the fear, the respect of Judah and his brethren, and an exceeding great dread to fall upon the nations, the Goyim, the Gentiles, the other nations round about them, insomuch as his fame came to the king, to the foreign king, and all nations talked of the battles of Yehudah, of Judah. Now, when King Antiochus heard these things, he was full of indignation. Wherefore he sent and gathered together all the forces of his realm, even a very strong army. He opened also his treasure and gave his soldiers pay for a year, commanding them to be ready whensoever he should need them. Nevertheless, when he saw that the money of his treasures failed, and that the tributes in the country were small because of the dissension and plague which he had brought upon the land in taking away the laws, the Torah, direction, instructions that had been of old time from the old time, he feared that he should not be able to bear the charges any longer, nor to have such gifts to give so liberally as he did before. For he had abounded above the foreign kings that were before him. Wherefore, being greatly perplexed in his mind, he determined to go to Persia, there to take the tributes of the countries and to gather much money and to gather enough money. Verse 32. So he left Lysias, a nobleman and one of the blood royal, to oversee the affairs of the foreign king from the river Euphrates to the borders of Egypt, and to bring up his son Antiochus until he came again. Moreover, he delivered to him the half of his forces and the elephants, and gave him charge of all things that he would have done, as also concerning them that dwelt in Judah and Jerusalem, to wit, that he should send an army against them to destroy and root out the strength of Israel and the remnant of Jerusalem, and to take away their memorial from that place, and that he should place strangers in all their quarters and divide their land by lot. So the foreign king, the Ferenc king, Gentile king, took the half of the forces that remained and departed from Antioch, his royal city, the 147th year. And having passed the river Euphrates, he went through the high countries, the elevated countries, the mountainous highlands. Verse 38, then Lysias chose Ptolemy, the son of Dorymenes, and Nicanor, and Gorgias, mighty men of the foreign king's friends. And with them he sent 40,000 footmen, 7,000 horsemen to go into the land of Judah and to destroy it. as the foreign king commanded. So they went forth with all their power and came and pitched by Emmaus in the plain country. And the merchants of the country, hearing the fame of them, took silver and gold very much, nuff-nuff, with servants, and came into the camp to buy the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, for slaves, for servants. A power also of Syria and of the land of the Philistines joined themselves to them. Here, here, Psalm 83, point of reference, the Confederates, right, the degenerate Confederates. Verse 42, now when Judah and his brethren saw the miseries, that miseries were multiplied, and that the forces did encamp themselves in the borders, for they knew how the foreign king had given commandment to destroy the people, Jah people, and utterly abolish them. They said one to another, make I and I restore the decayed estate of our people, and make I and I fight for our people and the sanctuary. Then was the congregation gathered together, the aggregation, that they might be ready for battle, and that they might pray and ask mercy and compassion. Verse 45. Now, Jerusalem lay void as a wilderness. There was none of her children that went in or out. The sanctuary also was trodden down, and aliens, foreigners, kept the stronghold. The heathen, the Gentiles, the other nations, had their habitation in that place. And joy was taken from Yaakov, from Jacob, and the pipe with the harp ceased. Wherefore the Israelites assembled themselves together and came to, here it says in the translation, Masfa, but really this in the Hebrew is a Mitzpah, like a watch city, a watchtower, Mitzpah, right? Over against Jerusalem, for in Mitzpah was the place where they prayed aforetime from the olden days, the first days, the Kedem, the ancient times in Yisrael. Then they fasted that day and put on sackcloth and cast ashes upon their heads and rent their clothes. Verse 48, and laid open the book of HaTorah. They laid open, hear this, they laid open the book of the law, the book of Torah, wherein the heathen, the other nations, the foreign nations, the Gentiles had sought to paint the likeness of their images. They brought also the priests' garments and the first fruits and the tithes and the Nazarites. They stirred up and the Nazarites, they stirred up again. And the Nazarites, they stirred up who had accomplished their days. Then cried they with a loud voice towards Shemaim, the heaven, saying, what shall we do with these, and whither, where shall we carry them away? For thy sanctuary is trodden down and profaned, and thy priests are in heaviness and brought low. And lo, look, the heathen, the goyim, the Gentiles are assembled together against I and I to destroy us, to destroy I and I. What things they imagine against us, against I and I, thou, the I knowest. How shall we be able to stand against them, except thou, Hailahim, our almighty power, Hailahim be I and I help. Then sounded they with trumpets and cried and shouted with a loud voice. And after this, Judas, ordained captains over the people, even captains over thousands and over hundreds and over 50 and over tens. Again, verse 55, and after this, Yehuda ordained captains, chiefs, over the people, even captains over thousands, majors, and captains over hundreds, lieutenants, and captains over 50 sergeants, and over 10. That the corporal? But as for such as were building houses or had betrothed wives, had married wives, were engaged to marry wives, or were planting vineyards, or were fearful, those he commanded that they should return, every man to his own house, according to HaTorah, according to the Torah, according to the law. So the camp removed and pitched upon the south side of Emmaus. And Yehuda said, arm yourselves and be valiant. Valiant, be powerful, be anshe hayel. Be men of power. Na'ase hayel. Do valiantly and see that ye, that y'all be in readiness against the morning, against the dawning, that ye, that y'all may fight with these nations, these foreign nations, these Gentiles that are assembled together against us to destroy I and I and our sanctuary, I and I holy place, Isla place. For it is better for us, for I and I, to die in battle than to behold the calamities of our people, of Jah people, and our sanctuary. Verse 60 to fulfill here. Nevertheless, as the will of Ha-Elohim, Ha-Elohim, Exiaviah, the sustainer, is in heaven, so make him do. Here, chapter 3 of the first book of Maccabees, right here, reason for the season. So here, make I and I ride up right here. Brothers and sisters and brothers, yes, I.
Me feel for Christ, oh Lord, my people suffer many more as God die. Like Jesus the Savior with them crucified. Swinging upon the cross and call that crucified. Back up on it, head him, hang him up so high. When remember crucifixion, me feel for Christ, oh Lord, my God, I never chance to I. Not everything now. Suffer many more as God die. Like Jesus the Savior with them crucified. Swinging upon the cross and...
And that's very important thing. Now he says it's touching the dead that they rise. Have you not read in the book of Moses how in the bush God spake unto him, saying, I'm the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. He's not the God of the dead, but the God of the living.
So even the idea of resurrection that many people take to say be Christian, these are Yehudi, these are one could say Jewish or Israelite ideas, and we find testimonies even right here in this Maccabees season. Time. It's time for everything. You know, there's a time to make shalom, there's a time to war. So right here. Here for the season, relivication of the temple and the Brit Chadash sense and the fulfillment. Know ye not that your bodies is a temple. You know, so in the fulfillment and relivicating the temple, not just a stone building as was livicated then, but as we move higher and higher in higher heights, relivicating I and I temple, even in this season, right? Reason for the season here, stretching forth the right hand of fellowship to I and I fellow Haber, I and I Haberim, fellow disciples here, Terah Sahar Ahad. Here, the king's reading concerning the temple of Shlomo HaMelech of Negus, King Solomon. Sima, Shema Yisrael.
Shema Yisrael.
First Kings, chapter 7, verses 40 to 50. Besama'a b'wawalet mefesa kudus ahadum la. And Haram made the lavers in the shovel, in the basin. So Haran made an end of doing all the work that he made King Solomon for the house of Yahweh, the two pillars and the two bowls of the chapiters that were on the top of the two pillars, and the two networks to cover the two bowls of the chapiters which were upon the top of the pillars, and 400 pomegranates for the two networks, even two rows of the pomegranates for one network to cover the two bowls of the chapiters that were upon the pillars, and the 10 bases and 10 lavers on the bases, and one sea and 12 oxen under the sea, and the pots and the shovels and the basins and all these vessels which Hiram made to King Solomon for the house of Yahweh were of bright brass. In the plain of Jordan did the king cast them, in the clay ground between Sukkot and Zarthan. And Solomon left all the vessels unweighed because they were exceedingly many, neither was the weight of the brass found out. And Solomon made all the vessels that pertained to the house of Yahweh, Buruku. The altar of gold and the table of gold were upon the showbread was, and the lampstand of pure gold, 5 on the right side and 5 on the left, before the oracle, with the flowers and the lamps and the tongs of gold, and the bowls and the snuffers, and the basins and the spoons and the censers of pure gold, and the hinges of gold, both for the doors of the inner house, the most holy place, and for the doors of the house, to wit, of the temple. Amen.
Relivicating the temple right here, here, here. The temple of the body. Gospel according to John. John's Gospel, Yohanan. We have John, Johannes. John's Gospel, chapter 2, verse 21. But he spake of the temple of his body. 1 Corinthians 6 and 19. What? Know y'all not that your body is the temple of the Ruach HaKadosh, the Memphis Kedus, the Holy Spirit, the Ila Ira, the Spirit of Truth, which is in you, that y'all have of Elohim, and ye, y'all, are not your own. Just some points of reference right here, here in the season, as we celebrate the Hanukkah, right? Maccabee fight, Rastafari resisting assimilation, the world flesh, satanic seclora. Here, Zechariah reading.
Shema
right here.
Yisrael.
Shema Yisrael.
Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad.
Adonai
Echad. Here. Apologies, brothers and sisters. Little technical board thing just went on right here. Right, just give me one moment right here to bring up this clip right here. Yes, Rastafari. Once again, invocation right here. Let's give them version two right here. Yes, sir. Shema.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Book of Zechariah, chapter 2. Verse 10 to chapter 4, verse 7. Besa ma'aba wa walet ma besa kadus ahadun lak. Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion. For lo, I come, and I will dwell in the midst of thee, saith Yahweh, Buruku. And many nations shall be joined to Yahweh in that day, and shall be my people, and I will dwell in the midst of thee. And thou shalt know that Yahweh Zebaot have sent me to thee. And Yahweh, Buruku, shall inherit Yehuda, his portion, in the Holy Land, and shall choose Jerusalem again. Be silent, O all flesh, before Yahweh, lifne Yahweh, for he is raised up out of his holy habitation. Chapter 3. And he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of Yahweh, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. And Yahweh said to Satan, Yahweh Buruku, rebuke thee, O Satan, Yetakar Mahum, even Yahweh that hath chosen Jerusalem, rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire, the Issat? Now Yahshua was clothed with filthy garments, and stood before the angels. And he answered and spake to those that stood before him, saying, take away the filthy garments from him. And to him he said, behold, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with change of raiment. And I said, let them set a fair mitre upon his head. So they set a fair mitre upon his head, and clothed him with garments, and the angel of Yahweh stood by. And the angel of Yahweh protested to Yahshua, saying, thus saith Yahweh Zephaot, Buruku, if thou wilt walk in my ways, and if thou wilt keep my charge, then thou shalt also judge my house, my bed, and shalt also keep my courts, and I will give thee places to walk among these that stand by. Hear now, Sama, 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 hear now, O Yahshua, the high priest, thou and thy fellows that sit before thee, for there are men wondered at. For behold, I will bring forth my servant, the branch. Oh, for behold, the stone that I have laid before Yahshua, upon one stone shall be seven eyes. Behold, I will engrave the graving thereof, saith Yahweh Zephaot, and I will remove the iniquity of that land in one day. And that day, saith Yahweh Zephaot, Uruku, shall ye call every man his neighbor under the vine and under the fig tree. Chapter 4. And the angel that talked with me came again and waked me, as a man that is wakened out of his sleep, and said to me, what seest thou? And I said, I have looked, and behold, a lampstand of all gold, with the bowl upon the top of it, and his seven lamps thereon, and seven pipes to the seven lamps, which are upon the top thereof, and two olive trees by it, one upon the right side of the bowl, and the other upon the left side thereof. So I answered and spake to the angel that talked with me, saying, what are these, my master? Then the angel that talked with me answered and said to me, knowest thou not what these be? And I said, no, my master. Then he answered and spake to me, saying, this is the word of Yahweh to Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit manifest, saith Yahweh Zephaot, Buruku, Hallelujah. Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, favor, favor to it. Amen. Jah Rastafari.
I live it and reigned in the hearts of all men forever. Jah. 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 Jah.
What is true?
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith courage and the just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children, and their children's children, forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. Evermore. Evermore. Evermore.
So where's the sanctuary in the midst? In the midst, in I, and I, and I, and I. Yes, sir.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
The man born blind is healed. And Yeshua and Jesus passed by. He saw a man that was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Rebbe, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Yeshua answered, Neither has this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of Elohim should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And he said to him, Go, wash in the pool of Siloam, and that is, by interpretation, sent. He went his way, therefore, and washed, and came, seeing. Yeshua, Jesus, asserts his deity. And it was at Jerusalem, the feast of Livocation, and it was winter. And Yeshua, Jesus, walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then came the Jews round about him, and said to him, How long dost thou make us to doubt, if thou be HaMashiach, if thou be the Christ? Tell us plainly. Yeshua answered them, I told you, and ye believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep. As I said to you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give to them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, who gave them to me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Yeshua answered them, Many good works have I shewed you from my Father. For what of those works do ye stone me? The Jews answered him, saying, For a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy. And because that thou, being a man, maketh thyself Elohim. Yeshua answered them, Is it not written in your law, I said, Ye are Elohim? And he called them Elohim, to whom the word of Elohim came, and the scripture cannot be broken. Say ye of him, whom the Father has sanctified and sent into the world, Thou blasphemest. Because I said, I am Bein Ha Elohim, because I said, I am the Son of God, if I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though ye believe me not, believe the works, that ye may know, and believe that the Father is in me, and I in him. Therefore they sought again to take him, but he escaped out of their hand.
Dear God, please make me into a bird so I can fly far, far away from here. Dear God, please make me into a bird so I can fly far, far, far away from here. Far away.
Thank Jah Rastafari.
Jah Rastafari. Jah Rastafari. Jah Rastafari.
Yay, yay, yay,
yay, yay.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
Shabbat shalom, Shabbat
shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom.
Yes, 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 gonna ride through the chants, the Isis, You know, for the Shabbat, Psalms 95 to 99 plus Psalm 29. But first, here, today's daily psalm as it resonates here with the reason for the season. Maccabees, light and high of the day.
Psalm 58. Do ye indeed speak righteousness, O congregation? Do ye judge uprightly, O ye
sons of men? That's a 50, that's a 58. Just correction, sleeker. Psalm 58, once again, right here, today's daily psalm in the season. Reason
Psalm 58.
Season.
Do ye indeed speak righteousness, O congregation? Do ye judge uprightly, O ye sons of men? Yea, in heart ye work wickedness. Ye weigh the violence of your hands in the earth. The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies. Their poison is like the poison of a serpent. They are like the deaf adder that stoppeth her ear, which will not hearken to the voice of charmers, charming never so wisely. Break their teeth, O God, in their mouth. Break out the great teeth of the young lions, O Lord. Let them melt away as waters which run continually. When he bendeth his bow to shoot his arrows, let them be as cut in pieces. As a snail which melteth, let every one of them pass away. Like the untimely birth of a woman, that they may not see the sun. Before your pots can feel the thorns, he shall take them away as with a whirlwind, both living and in his wrath. The righteous shall rejoice when he seeth the vengeance. He shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked, so that a man shall say, verily, there is a reward for the righteous. Verily, he is a God that judgeth in the earth.
Earth's rightful ruler, hear, double I, Psalm 95 to 99, plus Psalm 29, right here. Shabbat shalom, send us salam.
Psalm 95. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my way. Unto whom I swear in my wrath, that they should not enter into my rest. My rest. My rest. My rest. Psalm 96. O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice. And let the earth be glad, let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth, 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 with his truth. Psalm 97. The Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him, and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlightened the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. His holiness, his holiness, his holiness, his holiness. Psalm 98. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a psalm, with trumpets and sound of cornet, make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands, let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world and the people with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity. Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubim, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name, they called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies, and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answeredst them, O Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their invention. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill. The Lord our God, we hope, God, we hope, God, we hope, God, we hope, God. Psalm 29. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf. Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forests. And in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with the people, 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 with the people.
Give unto Rastafari, yo, mighty, give unto Rastafari, glory and strength. Give unto Rastafari the glory due unto his name. Worship Rastafari and beauty of holiness. The voice of Rastafari is upon the waters. The voice of Rastafari thunderous. Rastafari is upon many waters. The voice of Rastafari is full of power. The voice of Rastafari is full of majesty. More love and more honesty.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments, and elaborate on hand,
Anna Bekoach, we beg thee, I. Anna, Anna Bekoach. Gedulata Yamin Katir Sarura. With the strength and greatness of thy right arm. Gedulata Yamin Katir Sarura. Untangle our united fate. Aver Arina Ta Amika. Accept your people, thy people's song. Aver Arina Ta Amika. Sangavade, Sangavade, Sangavade. Ahreinu Nora, Nora. Elevate and purify us. Sangavade, Sangavade, Sangavade. Ahreinu. Elevate and purify I and I. Nora, Nora. Awesome one, dreaded one, dreaded one. Awesome one. Na Gibor, please, heroic one, mighty one, Na Gibor, Dorshea Yehudeka, those who pursue your uniqueness, Kubavata Shamrei, guard them as the pupil of the eye, Kubavat Shamrei, Barchem, Tahare, Rachemei, Sidik Atekta Tamida Tamle. Bless them. Purify them. Pity. Pity. Barkein. Barkein. Ahrein. Ahrein. Rachene. Rachene. Sidik Atekta Tamida. 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 May your righteousness always reward. Always reward them. Always. Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvaka, powerful and holy and Isla One, in goodness, Nahela Idateka, in goodness lead your flock, Yahida Ge'eh, Le Ameka Bine, Zokhreya Kedushateka, unique and proud one, to your people turn, Zokhrei. Those who remember Kedushateka, your holiness, your islandness, your set apartness, Show Atenu Kavel, accept our cries, Show Atenu Kavel, accept our cries, and hear our screams, accept our cries, our shout outs. Show Aden Kavya Ushima Ushaik Aden Yodea Ta Elumot. O Noah of mysteries, of secrets. Yodea Ta Elumot. Baruch Shem Kovod Malkuto Leolam Waed. Blessed is the name of his majesty, of his noble kingdom, Ivan.
We, I and I, will welcome HaShabbat, welcome the Sabbath. Come, my friend, to meet the bride.
Make I and I
welcome
the presence, a 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 presence.
Senbet Salam, Senbet Salam, Senbet Salam,
Senbet Salam,
Senbet Salam.
Sabbath peace, Sabbath safety, Senbet peace, rest safely, rest. The true rest and peace is in Christos and in Him. Salam.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. they shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old. Thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever, 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 forever.
Forever. Shabbat shalom, a song for days of rest inside your home. Send it, Selam, Shabbat shalom. Hey. Send it, Selam, Shabbat shalom, a song for days of rest inside your home. Send me Selam, Shabbat Shalom.
Psalm 58. Do ye indeed speak righteousness, O congregation? Do ye judge uprightly, O ye sons of men? Psalm 58. Do ye indeed speak righteousness, O congregation? Do ye judge uprightly, O ye sons of men? Yea, in heart ye work wickedness. Ye weigh the violence of your hands in the earth.
The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies.
Their poison is like the poison of a serpent. They are like the deaf adder that stoppeth her ear, which will not hearken to the voice of charmers, charming never so wisely. Break their teeth, O God, in their mouth. Break out the great teeth of the young lions, O Lord. Let them melt away as waters which run continually. When he bendeth his bow to shoot his arrows, let them be as cut in pieces. As a snail which melteth, let every one of them pass away. Like the untimely birth of a woman, that they may not see the sun. Before your pots can feel the thorns, he shall take them away as with a whirlwind, both living and in his wrath. The righteous shall rejoice when he seeth the vengeance. He shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked, so that a man shall say, verily, there is a reward for the righteous. Verily, he is a God that judgeth in the earth.
מזמור נ"ח, למנצח אל תשחט לדוד נכתב. מזמור נ"ח, למנצח אל תשחט לדוד נכתב. האומנם אלם צדק תדברו, משרים תשפטו בני אדם, אף בלב עולות תפעלון, בארץ חמס ידיכם תפלסו. זורו רשעים מרחם, טעו מבטן דוברי חזב. חמת למו כדמות חמת נחש, כמו פתן חרש יאתם אוזנו. אשר לא ישמע לכל מלחשים, חובר חברים מחוקם. אלוהים הרש שינמו בפימו, מלטעות כפירים נטוץ אדוני. ימאסו כמו מים, יתהלכו למו, ידרוך חיציו כמו יתמוללו, כמו שבלול דמש יעלו. נפל אשת בל חזו שמש, בטרם יבינו סירותיכם עתד, כמו חי כמו חרון יסערנו. ישמח צדיק כי חזה נקם,
בעמיו ירחץ בדם הרשע, ויאמר אדם אחרי לצדיק, אך יש אלוהים שופטים בארץ.
למנצח, אל תשחד לדוד מכתב, האמנם אלם צדק תדברון, משרים תשפטו בני אדם, אף בלב עולות תפעלון, בארץ חמאס ידיכם תפלטון, זורו רשעים ממרחם, טעו מבטן דוברי חזב, חמאס למו כדמות חמאס נחש, כמו פתם חרש יעצם אוזנו, אשר לא ישמע לכל מנחשים, עובר חברים ממחוקם, אלוהים הרז שינמו בפימו, מזעות כפירי, נצות אדוני, עם מעשות ומומי, נתהלך אולמו, דרוך חוצב כמו יתמוללו, כמו שבדו תמס יעלוך, נפל אשת בחלו שמש, בטרם יבינו צירותיכם עתד, כמו חי כמו חרו נתערנו, ישמח צדיק כי חזן הקם, כעמה ברחת בדם הרשע, ויאמר אדם אחרי לצדיק, אחרי שאלוהים שופטים בארץ.
Psalm 58. Psalm 58. Psalm 58. Do ye indeed speak righteousness, O congregation? Do ye judge uprightly, O ye sons of men? Yea, in heart ye work wicked. Ye weigh the violence of your hands in the earth. The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies. Their poison is like the poison of a serpent. They are like the deaf adder that stoppeth her ear, which will not hearken to the voice of charmers, charming never so wisely. Break their teeth, O God, in their mouth. Break out the great teeth of the young lions, O Lord. Let them melt away as waters which run continually. When he bendeth his bow to shoot his arrows, let them be as cut in pieces. As a snail which melteth, let every one of them pass away. Like the untimely birth of a woman, that they may not see the sun. Before your pots can feel the thorns, he shall take them away as with a whirlwind, both living and in his wrath. The righteous shall rejoice when he seeth the vengeance. He shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked, so that the man shall say, verily, there is a reward for the righteous. Verily, he is a God that judges in the earth.
Yes, perfect dub, perfect psalm right here. Psalm 58, according to the royal order here, corresponds to the sixth day of Hanukkah, Rastafari Maccabee fighting holidays, resisting assimilation to the world flesh, satanic seclorum. The dub right here, give due credit right here. Danai, Hatafaya, Moa Anbesa, fire version, Vibronix. Hata. So right here, let's write off a little midrash right here, a little study here in the season as this corresponds here to the Maccabee fighting Isla Day. Yes, I, Rastafari, I, and I.
Here, O Israel. Here, O Israel.
Here, midrash on today's daily psalm, Mizmor Non Chet Nun Chet. Psalm 58. Lanatzeach al tashchet le David miktam. Haumnam elam erek tedavrons. For the leader, la menatzeach. Do not destroy al tashchet le David miktam of David le David. Miktam. Haumnam. What is politic for men? Eilem. Erek Dabarun. Silence. Eilem. Yet speak ye. Speak your righteousness. Eilem. Erek Dabarun. Lana tseya. Al tashchet. Le David miktam. Haumnam eilem. Erek Dabarun. Here. Opening verses, including the superscription of today's psalm, Psalm 58, Psalm 58, Mizmor non chet, nun chet, lamnatzeyach, al tashcheta, lidawid miktam, haumnam, elam, tzedek tadabarun, for the leader, the chief musician, the overcomer, lamnatzeyach, al tashchet, do not destroy, al tashchet, lidawid of David, miktam, a miktam. Haumnam, what is politic for men? Eilem, silence. Tzedek tadabarun, yet speak your righteousness. And here, Midrash note, here in the JV, the Yehudi version, another translation is translated as this opening verse of Mizmor Non Chet, Nun Chet, Psalm 58. Do y'all indeed speak as a righteous company? Do y'all indeed speak as a righteous company? Haumnam, eilem, tzedek tadabarun? Here, translation brought out as, Haumnam, what is politic for men? What is politic for men? Question. What is politic for men? Haumnam, what is politic for men? Eilem, silence. Tzedek tadabarun? Yet speak y'all righteousness. Rav Yitzhak, Isaac said, what is good policy for a man in this world? Here, Rav Yitzhak, Isaac said, asking this question, what is good policy for a man in this world? Here, Midrash note, Umnam, in the opening verse, here in Hebraic, the Beit verse, the second verse in the KJV, often as the first verse, we have ha-umnam. Here, Midrash note, connected with good policy. Umnam. Umnam may be interpreted as policy. Umnam may be interpreted as wisdom. Umnam may be interpreted as indeed. Ha-umnam. The word eilem. The word eilem. Eilem may mean dumbness. Silence or company. Eilem may mean dumbness, silence, or company. Haumnam, eilem tzedek tadabarun. What is politic for men? Haumnam, eilem, silence, tzedek tadabarun. Yet speak y'all righteousness. What is good policy? Umnam. For a man in this world to make himself out as eilem, as dumb in the sense of not speaking, dumb, eilem, in a time of conflict. Lest it be thought that a man should also remain eilem, dumb, in debate on Torah, the Mizmor, the Psalm, it goes on to say, speak y'all righteousness. Tzedek tadabarun. Speak y'all righteousness. Tzedek tadabarun. Lest it be thought that he may then become arrogant towards others. The mizmor, the psalm, the chant, goes on to say, debate with kindness the children of men. Debate with kindness the children of men. Meisharim tishpitu b'nei Adam. Meisharima tishpitu b'nei Adam. Translated here in the Midrash as debate with kindness. Meisharim tishpitu. The children of Adam, the children of men, b'nei Adam. Meisharim tishpitu b'nei Adam. Also translated as a question, do y'all judge with equity the sons of men? Meisharim tishpitu b'nei Adam. And here to compare and contrast in the KJV, these verses, this verse here is read to the chief musician, Al Tashchet, Miktam of David, Do ye indeed speak righteousness, O congregation? Do ye, do y'all judge uprightly? O ye, O y'all, sons of men. Hear, hear, compare and contrast the KJV. Do ye, do y'all indeed speak righteousness, O congregation? Do ye, do y'all judge uprightly, O ye sons of men? Here, bringing out the sense of a question in the KJV translation of Haumnam, Elam Tzedek Tadabaron, Meisharim Tishpitu, Bnei Adam. In another comment, the words Al Tashchet are read, Thou, the I, male, shalt not destroy. Al Tashchet are read, Thou, the I, speaking to a male, shalt not destroy. Shalt thou indeed be dumb toward righteousness? Shalt thou indeed be dumb toward righteousness? Haumnam, Elam, Tzedek Tadabaron? Haumnam, Elam, Tzedek Tadabaron? Consider these words in the light of what Shlomo, what Solomon says. Even here, here, here in the Mishlei Shlomo, in the Proverbs, the Mashal of Solomon, Proverbs 21 and 8 that reads, the way of man is perverse and strange. The way of man is perverse and strange. Zahu shamar hakatu. This is what scripture says. Hear, hear, hear. Hefak pach derek isha vazar. The way of man is froward and strange. Hafak pak derek ish wazar. The way of man is perverse and strange. Hafak pak derek ish wazar. That is to say, wicked men, rishayim, are perverse. Hafak pak, for they do not stand by what they say. They say a thing, and then twist it. So was Saul, Shaul, Hafakpak, perverse, froward. This is the thing he said one night to David, one night to David. As scripture tells, Shenemar, as is said, even in the scripture, Zahua Shamar Hakatub. He said to David, thou art a righteous man because of me. He said to David, thou art a righteous man because of me. Here, here, here in 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel chapter 24, verse 18. Vayomer el David, Zadik ata mimeni. He said to David, Vayomer el David, thou art more righteous than I. Adik ata mimeni, or thou art a righteous man because of me. Adik ata mimeni. What did Saul mean by the phrase because of me? Mimeni, from me or more than me, one translation, or in the context of the Midrash here, because of me, mimeni. If the wheat is not bad, then the wheat is thought good. If thou art thought a righteous man, it is because of me. It is because of I, mimeni, more than me, more than I, because of me. I am he who made thee a tzaddik, a righteous man, because I went forth to seek thy life. If I had found thee, I would have slain thee. But because I have fallen into thy hand, and thou, the I, didst not slay me, therefore thou, the I, art a righteous man because of me. Tzaddik ata mimeni. Thou art more righteous than I. Adik ata mimeni. Shenemar. So too in Mishle Shlomo, in the Proverbs of Solomon, the Mashal, in Proverbs 12 and 26, it is written, the righteous is more excellent because of his neighbor. Yatir me ra'ehu tzadik. the righteous is more excellent because of his neighbor. Yatir me ra'ehu tzadik, or also translated, the righteous is guided by his friend. Yatir me ra'ehu tzadik. And here in the Hebrew, both translations bring out the Hebraic sense. The Midrash says, the righteous is more excellent. Yatir, excellent, may from ra'ehu, from or because of ra'ehu, his neighbor, tzadik, the righteous. Yatir me ra'ehu tzadik, or the righteous is guided by his friend. Yatir me ra'ehu tzadik, is guided. In the Hebrew, yatir is either an adjective or a verb. In the Hebrew, yatir is either an adjective or a verb. If the former, if an adjective, it signifies superior to and is so understood by the Targum, the interpretation, the Targum, and the AV, the authorized version. The righteous man is more excellent than his neighbor. Yatir me ra'ehu tzadik. Apart from the triteness of this rendering, some say it bears no relationship to the sequel. As a verb, the word has to be connected with tur, the Hebraic tur. Tur meaning to spy out, to explore, to tur, or to tour, to tour, to tour, to spy out, to explore. Hence, the RV, the Revised Version, quote, is a guide to his neighbor. Yatir me ra'ehu tzadik. But the preposition means from, not to. The preposition, me ra'ehu, from ra'ehu, his neighbor. A good explanation is suggested by Malbim. Let may a righteous man search out his way from his friend. May a righteous man, a tzadik, search out from his friend. Yatir may ra'ehu tzadik. By consulting him, may a righteous man search out his way from his friend. Zehu she'amar hakatub. The righteous is more excellent because of his neighbor here in the Midrash. Yatir me ra'ehu tzadik. His neighbor, ra'ehu, his neighbor, is taken to mean Shaul, Saul, to whom Shemuel, to whom Samuel said, even in 1 Shemuel, in 1 Samuel, chapter 28, verse 17, quote, the Lord hath given it to thy neighbor, even to David, even to Dawid, even to David. And here Hebraically the fuller verse. Wayasa Yahuwah lo kasher diber bi yadi. Wayikra Yahuwah eta hamamlaka miya yadeka. Wayayitna li reka li Dawid. And Yahuwah and Jehovah have wrought for himself as he spoke by me. And Yahuwah hath ripped the kingdom out of thy hand and given it to thy neighbor, even to David. Wayitnaha li ra'ika li David. Wayasa Yahuwah lahu kaasher diber bi yadi. Wayikra Yahuwah et hamamlaka miya yadeka. Wayitnaha li ra'ika li David. Yahuwah, Jehovah, Hashem hath given it to thy neighbor, even to David. Wayitnaha li ra'ika li Dawid. And he who be, we be, have given it, have given her, ha mamlaka, the kingdom, wayitnaha li ra'ika li Dawid, to thy neighbor, li ra'ika, to David, li Dawid. And the righteous, tzadik ha tzadik, and the righteous is taken to mean Dawid. David, to whom Shaul, Saul said, even in the words of 1 Shmuel, 1 Samuel, chapter 24, verses 22 to 23, swear now therefore to me by Yahuwah, by Jehovah, that thou, that I, wilt not cut off my seed after me. And David swore to Shaul, to Saul. V'ata, hi shava'a li, by Yahuwah, yima tachrita eta zari, achraya v'yima tashmida, eta shemiya mi beitavi. Swear now therefore to me by he who be who ye be. V'ata, hi shava'a li, by Yahuwah, that thou, that I will not cut off my seed after me. Yim tachrita eta zari achrai. And that thou, that I will not destroy my name out of my father's house. Ve'im atashmida eta shmi mi beit avi. And David swore to Saul. Why Yishava David le Shaul? Why Yeleka Shaul ella beto? Where David? Why Anashayo alu ala hamatsuda? And David swore to Saul, and Saul went home. Why Yeleka Shaul el beto? But David and his men with David wa Nashayo got them up with David wa Nashayo alu into the stronghold al Hamatsuda. As soon as Saul, Shaul departed, his mighty men said, is David to be esteemed a tzaddik, a righteous man, because he did not slay thee in the cave? He knew that if he did anything to the eye, to thee, we would enter the cave and at once destroy him. And because David was aware of this, he was afraid. When Shaul, Saul, heard these words, he rose up, and according to 1 Shmuel, 1 Samuel, chapter 26, verse 3, and went down to the wilderness of Ziph, having 3,000 chosen men of Israel, of Israel, with him, to seek David in the wilderness of Ziph. Vayakama Shaula va yereda ella midbar Zipha vito ashlosheta lafim isha bechoreya Yisraela levakesha eta Dawida ben midbar Zipha. Then Saul arose. Vayakam Shaul. Then Saul arose. Vayakam Shaul. Vayereda, and went down ella midbar Zipha, and went down into the wilderness of Zipha. Vayereda ella midbar Zipha. Vitoa shlosheta lafim aisha bechoreya Yisraela levakesh eta David bemidbar Zif. Having 3,000 chosen men of Israel with him, veito shlosheta lafim ish, shlosheta lafim ish, veito, and with him shlosheta lafim ish. Three shiloshet elafim, thousand ish man bechorei Yisrael, chosen of Israel, bechorei Yisrael levakesh, lebakesh, to seek eta David bemidbar Zif, in the wilderness of Zif. Then, according to 1 Shmuel Samuel 26, verse 7, then David and Abishai came to the people by night, and behold, Saul lay sleeping within the barricade. Vayavo David avavishaya el ha'ama laila. Vehine Shaula shokheva yashana ba'ma ikal. So David and Abishai came to the people by night. Vayavo David wa avishaya el ha'ama laila. And behold, vehine Saul lay sleeping. Vehine Shaul shokev yashan within the barricade. Ba ma'ikal.
ויבוא דוד ואבישי אל העם הלילה, והנה שאול השוכב הישן במעגל. But do not the words lay and sleeping denote the same thing? But do not the words lay and sleeping, do not the words lay and sleeping denote the same thing? Here, Hebraically in First Shemuel, Wehine Shaul Shocheva Yashan Ba Ma'egal. Here, Wehine, and behold, Wehine Shaul Saul Shokev. To lay down, yashen, sleeping, ba'ma'egal, within the barricade. So the question here in the Midrash is, do not the words lay and sleeping denote the same thing? Here in the Hebrew, two words, shokev, to lay down, shokev, to lay down, and yashen, to sleep. The use of both words, however, implies that a sleep, like a swoon, was cast upon Shaul and Amo and his people. Thus, we read, even in 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel chapter 26, at the 12th verse, for they were all asleep, because a deep sleep from the Lord was fallen upon them. Ki kulam yeshanim, ki tardemat Yahuwah nafla elehem, for they were all asleep. Ki kulam yeshanim, because a deep sleep from Yahuwah, from Jehovah, was fallen up on them. Ki tardemat Yahuwah nafla elehem. Ki Tardemat, deep sleep, key for Tardemat Yahuwah, a deep sleep of he who be who he be, a slumber so profound and unusual that it was regarded as sent directly from Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, from the power, he who be who he be, Jehovah, ki kulam yishenim, ki Tardemat Yahuwah, nafla Elohim. Hence, hear, Shenemar, it is said, Saul lay sleeping, Shaul, Shokev, Yashen, Saul lay sleeping. Then said Abishai to David, God hath delivered up thine enemy into thy hand this day. Vayomer Avishai el David, Sigar Elohim hayom ha'eta oyveika be'yadeka ve'ata akenu na v'chnita u'va'aret apa'ama achata ve'lo eshnalo. Then said Abishai to David, Elohim hath delivered up thine enemy into thy hand this day. Now therefore, let me smite him, I pray the eye, with the spear to the earth at one stroke, and I will not smite him the second time. Vayomer Rabishai il David, Sigar Elohim hayom eta oyveka beyadeka ve'ata akenu na bachnita uva aret apa'amachat ve'lo eshna la'u. And David said to Avishai, destroy him not, al tashchetehu. And David said, destroy him not. Even here, 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel, chapter 26, verses 8-9. Vayomer David el Avishai, al tashchetehu. Ki mi shalach yadoa bia Mashiach Yahuwah. And David said to Abishai, destroy him not, al tashachitehu, for who can put forth his hand against Yahuwah, Jehovah's anointed, Yahuwah's Mashiach, and be guiltless? ki mi shalach yadoa biya Mashiach Yahuwah v'nikah and be guiltless. Accordingly, even here in today's Psalm, Mizmor Non Chet, Nun Chet, Psalm 58, here, the title, Hebraically, the Aleph verse, Lam Natzeach, Al Tash Chet. Accordingly, Al Tash Chet means destroy thou not. Al Tash Chet. As David said to Abishai, Al Tashchitehu, destroy him not. Al Tashchitehu, here, Mizmor Non Chet, Al Tashchit, destroy not. David said, destroy him not, as Yahuwah's Jehovah liveth. For if not by Yahuwah Jehovah, he will smite him. Even here. 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel, chapter 26, verse 10. And David said, Al tashchitehu, destroy him not. Here, verse 10, Zehu shamar hakatub, as it is written. And David said, Wayomer David, Chai Yahuwah, as Jehovah liveth. Chai Yahuwah, as Jehovah liveth. Ki im Yahuwah ye gafenu, o yomo yabo wa meit, o ba mil chama yered wi nisapa. Full of verse, and David said, as Jah live, as Jehovah liveth. Chai Yahuwah, nay, but Yahuwah, Jehovah, shall smite him, or his days shall come to die, or he shall go down into battle, and be swept away. Wayomer David, Chai Yahuwah, Kiim Yahuwah, Ye Gafenu, O Yomo Yabo, Wa Meit, O Ba milchama yered wi nispa. Lamaze, why did David utter the Hashem, the name of Yahuwah, of he who be who he be, twice? Because he said to Abishai, Chai Yahuwah, Jah live, Jehovah liveth, as he who be who he be liveth, Chai Yahuwah. Do not smite Shaul, for if thou, the I, smite Shaul, as Yahuwah, as Jehovah liveth, I shall smite thee, I. Another explanation of the phrase, even here in 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel chapter 26, verse 10, the phrase, Chai Yahuwah, the phrase, as Jehovah liveth, is that thereby, David adjured HaSatan, Satan, and rebuked him. And here, Midrash note right here, HaSatan, the adversary. Satan endeavored to have David kill Saul. Satan endeavored to have David kill Saul. We have Christians, anointed ones, killing anointed ones, but David would not kill Saul. But Satan endeavored to have David kill Shaul. And here, refer and see the above Midrash, the Midrash on the 7th Psalm, the 2nd section on Psalm 7.2. So David took the spear and the cruse of water from Saul's head. And David cried to the people and said to Abner, the son of Ner, saying, Answerest thou not, Abner? Vayikra David el ha'ama ve'el Avner ben Ner lemor, Halo ta'inne Avner? And David cried, called out to the people, and to Abner, the son of Ner, saying, Answerest thou not, Abner? Hallo, ta'inne, Abner? Hear. 1 Shemuel, Samuel, chapter 26, verses 12 and verse 14. By that he meant, What hast thou to answer now? What hast thou to answer now? Hallo, ta'inne, Abner? What hast thou to answer now? Hine, look, see, here it is. Behold, the night before, y'all said to Shaul, to Saul, of the events in the cave, If David had done anything to thee, to the eye, I and I would have entered the cave and at once destroyed him. Behold, now the spear and the cruse of water. What hast thou, the eye, to answer? Hallo, ta'ine Avner. Wilt thou not answer, Avner? And he was not able to answer. And he was as one stricken dumb and would not admit the righteousness of David, of David. Therefore, David said, Shalt thou indeed be dumb towards righteousness? Even here. Today's psalm is more non chet, nun chet. Haumnam, elam, tzedek tedabarun. Haumnam, elam, tzedek tedabarun. Shalt thou indeed, haumnam, be dumb, elam, towards righteousness, tzedek tedabarun? Thou shouldest have spoken ha-emet. Emet, the truth. Instead, thou madest thyself out to be elam, dumb, and didst not declare my righteousness, sidki. Another explanation of this verse is that David said to them, Have y'all pursued me with justice, with tzedek, as ha-Torah, as the Torah says, even in Devarim, Deuteronomy 16 and 20. Tzedek, tzedek, turdof, with justice, shalt thou pursue. Tzedek, turdof, justice, shalt thou pursue. Or, have y'all judged me in righteousness as ha-Torah, as the Torah says, even in Vayikra, in Leviticus 19:15. In righteousness shalt thou judge thy neighbor. But in righteousness shalt thou judge thy neighbor. Have y'all acted thus? Have ye y'all acted like this? Do y'all judge with equity? The sons of men, do y'all judge with equity? The sons of Adam? Mesharim tishpitu b'nei Adam? Hence, hear, the psalm, the mizmor, even mizmor non chet, nun chet, psalm 58, hear, it asks, do y'all indeed speak as a righteous company? Haumnam. Elam, tzedek tedabarun, tedabarun,
yes, speak righteousness, speak just, speak tzedek, yes, I, Rastafari, hug, Orim Sameach. Happy, joyful feast comes to fulfillment right here. Rastafari Maccabee fighting holidays. Shabbat Shalom, Senbet Salam. Hanukkah Sameach. Yes, I. Livike, keep the lamps, the lights burning. Shalom.